Okay, how about woodchucks? Got woodchucks in Arizona too? No, I don't think you do. Yeah, you do? Little ones. Well, in New England, woodchucks are the most destructive of all the wildlife, and the farmers really go after them without any impunity whatsoever. And they just consider them to be a vermin worse than rats. I had a little more trouble with this, as you will see from the poem. I don't think I have to say anything more about it. It's just called woodchucks. Gassing the woodchucks didn't turn out right. The knockout bomb from the feed and grain exchange was featured as merciful, quick at the bone, and the case we had against them was airtight, both exits shoehorned shut with pudding stone, but they had a sub-sub basement out of range. Next morning they turned up again, no worse for the cyanide than we for our cigarettes and state store scotch, all of us up to scratch. They brought down the marigolds as a matter of course, and then took over the vegetable patch, nipping the broccoli shoots, beheading the carrots. The food from our mouths, I said, righteously thrilling to the feel of the 22, the bullets' neat noses. I, a lapsed pacifist, fallen from grace, puffed with Darwinian pieties for killing, now drew a bead on the littlest woodchuck's face. He died down in the ever-bearing roses. 10 minutes later, I dropped the mother. She flip-flopped in the air and fell, her needle teeth still hooked in a leaf of early Swiss chard. Another baby next. Oh, 1, 2, 3, the murderer inside me rose up hard. The Hawkeye killer came on stage forthwith. There's one chuck left. Old wily fellow, he keeps me cocked and ready day after day after day. All night I hunt his humped-up form. I dream I sight along the barrel in my sleep. If only they'd all consented to die unseen, gassed underground, the quiet Nazi way.